Venezuela's Maduro seeks decent dialogue with Joe Biden. By Ben Q on November 9, 2020. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro said on Sunday that he will seek a dialogue with American presidential contender Joe Biden following mainstream media claims declaring him president-elect. Maduro expressed a desire for decent, sincere, direct channels of dialogue between the two countries. "I congratulate the American people on the presidential election," Maduro wrote on Twitter. "I also congratulate President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on their victory." Venezuela, the homeland of the liberator Simon Bolivar, will always be open to dialogue and understanding with the people and the government of the United States, added Maduro. The leftist dictator reiterated the sentiment in a televised speech on Sunday. "In time, we will work, hopefully, to resume decent, sincere, direct channels of dialogue between the future government of Joe Biden," he declared. Maduro issued similar remarks in 2016 following Trump's election. Reports claim the dictator had sent a private congratulations to Donald Trump and expressed a desire for respectful relations between the two countries. "I aspire, hope, and will work so that, hopefully, with the next presidency with Donald Trump, an independent, Bolivarian Venezuela, peaceful and revolutionary, will have the best respectful relations with the United States of America," Maduro said at the time. The alleged charm offensive did not prove successful. The Trump administration proceeded to lead efforts to remove him from power, as well as the imposition of numerous economic sanctions against his regime and the country's vital oil industry. Biden promised to take a similarly tough line against the socialist regime during his campaign against Trump. Throughout his presidential campaign, Biden attempted to replicate the current administration's tough line against Venezuela by admitting that Maduro was a dictator and slamming Trump for expressing a willingness to meet with him under the right circumstances. "Trump talks tough on Venezuela, but admires thugs and dictators like Nicolas Maduro," he wrote on Twitter back in June. "As president, I will stand with the Venezuelan people and for democracy." Biden personally met Maduro as vice president in 2015. Rather than pressuring him for the numerous human rights atrocities his regime was committing in repressing protests that year, Biden complimented Maduro's strong hairline. "If I had your hair, I'd be president of the United States," he reportedly told Maduro during their meeting in Brazil. Maduro claimed shortly after this meeting that Biden was personally plotting to assassinate him. While serving under the Obama administration, Biden, a former top member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, helped forge a policy of appeasement and dialogue with rogue states such as Iran and Cuba. Experts believe his record on foreign policy, as well as the dramatic shift to the left within the Democratic Party, was one of the major reasons why he lost ground with Hispanics nationwide. This was particularly the case in Florida, where the support of the Cuban and Venezuelan communities helped deliver a comfortable victory for Donald Trump in what is traditionally considered to be a swing state. Follow Ben Q on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.